McDermott on 2FM.
Sponsored by Just Eat. Woo! Tap into Ireland's leading food ordering app. Just Eat. Find your flavour.
Owen McDermott on 2FM.
Sponsored by Just Eat. Woo! Tap into Ireland's leading food ordering app. Just Eat. Find your flavour.
Now, my next guest is lead singer of one of Ireland's most famous musical exports. They got 2 number one albums under their belt. They are coming back with the 3rd very, very soon. I'm excited and delighted to say hello to this gentleman. Hello, Steve Codaline.
Hi, Owen. How's it going?
Or Coda Steve or Steve. What's your parents call you?
My mum calls me Stephen. With like, a PH.
All the time or just when she's angry?
Just when she's angry, actually.
Yeah, okay. It's lovely to talk to you. Well, I say it's lovely to talk to you. I have a bone to pick with you.
Oh, no, what's going on?
Well, because you messaged me going, hey, are you doing El Darkness Into Light? And I thought you were, like, asking me on a walk together date. And I wrote back to you, and I was like, yeah, absolutely, I'm doing it in the Phoenix Park. Are you heading in? And you didn't write back to me. But you read the message because I saw the blue tick.
I'm so sorry. Oh, damn it.
Yeah.
I forgot that you could actually, like, see that, like, on Twitter that I read it.
Yeah.
Yeah. I didn't mean to hurt your feelings. I wanted to do the run, and then I just kind of got a bit sidetracked. So, I'm sorry. But how'd you get on?
Oh, well, it was a very enjoyable experience. It's a wonderful movement, as you know. But I was hurt.
I'm just trying to change the subject here. I know I stood you up, and I'm sorry, but we'll do another run in the future.
Yeah, yeah. Come crawling back. Hey, let's change the subject in fine fashion. You have a new single coming out. That's exciting.
Yeah, no, it's pretty exciting. We had a couple of months off, and we kind of wrote most of the album in those few months, and the time off was great and all, but we're just dying to get back on the road, and we're really, really, really proud of this new single, and we can't wait to see what people think of it.
It's called Brother. What can you tell us? Or is it let people take their own meaning, or is there a story behind it?
Well, I mean, you know, like any song, it's kind of opinionated. You know, people will take something from us, you know, and they'll connect to it in their own way. But yeah, it really is just about brothers. And for me, it's actually it's about the band, you know, just because we're so close and we're so tight. And we've been through such a wild feckin' journey. Can you say feckin'?
Ah, yeah, yeah, you can, yeah. I think that's...
All right, grand, yeah.
Legitimate Irish terminology now, yeah.
Yeah, yeah, grand.
But here, if you were dying to get back on the trail, but at the end of the last album campaign, were you frazzled?
I mean, we didn't really take much time off at all, and it was, I think, 5 years solid. I think, yeah, we were a little bit frazzled. Yeah, well, I was pretty exhausted. And then, so the time off was brilliant. And we're all recharged now and just kind of ready to do it again.
We're to go.
Hopefully we don't get frazzled again.
Yeah, fingers crossed. Hey, you bought a house in the meantime.
Yeah.
What's it been like decorating your own house?
It's great crack, actually, you know. I mean, I went from my parents' box room upstairs to having a house to myself, which is just like a whole new lease on life. But yeah, I love it. Decorating it is great crack. I actually, all last week, we had a producer over, and myself and Mark just turned one of my rooms into a studio, like a makeshift studio.
Yeah.
And we finished the album here.
Oh, somewhere. In the house?
Yeah, yeah.
Oh, that is cool. And what about the album then? See, Brother is about your connection with the band, and people will relate it to their own relationships. What's the pressure like of the 3rd album, I suppose, in the scale of everything you've done so far?
To be brutally honest, our last album was recorded in about 8 weeks, and it was very kind of rushed. And as much as we do love it, there was so much more things we could have added, or possibly even a song or two more, you know, that would have kind of made us a little bit more,
yeah,
but
okay.
There's nothing that we change about this new album. We're just so happy with it, and we're super confident. Let's hope that people just don't turn around and say, that's a load of crap. Can you say crap?
That would help. That would help. Yeah, you can. You do fucking, you can say crap.
Owen McDermott. Weekdays from 4. It's the sound of the nation. 2FM.
I did hear a story, Steve.
Now, I don't know how you feel about telling it, so I'll say enough that nobody will know what I'm talking about, except you, and if you want to tell the story, you can.
Okay, fire away.
The time you went over to the UK to perform Raging with Kygo, and there was a mix-up.
Oh my God, oh dear. It's not really a radio story.
It is now, we're in, come on.
I'm just in Egypt, basically. But, okay, right. I got to the airport. I was supposed to do a big weekend with Kygo because we had this song Raging with him. I got to the airport.
Big weekend is the Radio 1, BBC Radio 1's big music festival, huge acts and all that, yeah.
Yeah, so I got to the airport and the flight was overbooked. They tried to get me on another flight, but if I got on the other flight, it would mean that I would miss my stage time.
Yeah.
So it didn't make sense. But then I was like, here, look, I'll just go anyway. And then the only possible way to get from London to where BBC Big Weekend was by helicopter. So I had to get on a plane and then jump off the plane and then actually jump in a car and then speed to this golf course and then run and then get in a helicopter, and then the helicopter brought me to the just outside the festival. Then I had to get in another car, and then I was stuck in traffic for ages, so I had to get out and run. And then I ran to the stage, and just as I was running up side stage, the end of Raging.
Oh, breaks my heart.
And Kygo just kind of walks off stage and is like, man, what the hell happened? I'm like, oh, Jay, you don't even want to know. Like, it was an absolute nightmare. Oh, yeah, I mean, I should have just went the night before, you know? Like,
it's a pretty rock and roll story all the same. So the video and the song for the new single, Brother, live now. Very exciting. This is the first play on 2FM. See, when's the album follow?
I don't think I'm supposed to say yes, but soon.
Okay. Well, listen, we really look forward to hearing what you've cooked up for us. I saw the picture you posted just on your Instagram of Brother, like the little teaser, and the reaction and the frenzy was very heartening. So happy days.
Cool.
Would you do us the honour of introducing your brand new single, S'il vous plaît?
Hey guys, this is Steve from Codeline, and this is our brand new single, Brother, on 2FM.